An elephant abuse trial opens today in San Jose, California, that's attracting national attention. The defendant is Mark Oliver Gable, elephant handler for the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. Witnesses from the local Humane Society say they saw Gable hit and injure an elephant, and that circuses routinely mistreat elephants. The response from Ringling Brothers is that animal rights advocates are impugning the circus's reputation to get publicity for their cause. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Mark Oliver Gable is the son of the famous Ringling animal handler Gunter Gable Williams. The young Gable grew up on the Barnum and Bailey train, working with the elephants and learning from his father. He uses an ankus, a fiberglass or metal pole a few feet long with a hook at the end used to lead the elephants around. A few people from the Santa Clara County Humane Society say Gable hit and jabbed an elephant named Asia with an ankus, breaking the skin and causing the animal to bleed. Gable's defense attorney, Jim McManus, says Gable would never hurt one of the animals.
He is with Asia day in, day out, year in, year out. He has been with Asia longer than he's been with his wife or children.
McManus says Gable was lining up the elephants for the show finale, part of their daily routine. Asia was not hurt at all, he says, and the false charges are just a stunt to gain media attention.
This is all a political decision. These protesters, for example, always show up on opening night because that's when the press is there and that's when they get their high publicity and that's what they're after.
Nevertheless, elephant abuse is a much more mainstream issue than ever before. In recent years, Congress has even taken it up. Representative Sam Farr of California introduced the Captive Elephant Accident Prevention Act that would have ended the use of elephants in circuses. Farr says it's also about human safety, not just that elephants have to wear headdresses and walk on their hind legs.
To do those things, they have to be broken of their natural instincts and trained. And in that process, they're also transported in shackles and locked up until the moment they go into a circus arena. That is the only time that they are free. And throughout the last decades, many of those elephants have decided that that's the time they want to leave, and in the process have killed people.
At the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., children are delighted by two Asian elephants munching on hay. Their handlers stand by chatting, and Wayne Pacelli of the U.S. Humane Society watches as well. Pacelli says the larger issue is whether it's possible to recreate captive environments that are appropriate and humane for elephants.
One might debate about this setting, whether it's appropriate or not. But really, we don't believe there's much of a debate about elephants in a circus environment where they're forced to perform silly stunts. They're in railroad cars traveling from city to city all the time. They're subjected to coercive training techniques in order to compel these very odd and unusual behaviors that you would never see elephants engage in the wild. These animals just should not be subjected to that sort of abuse for the profit incentives of the circus industry.
Ringling Brothers says its handlers are ambassadors of the animals, that circus-goers are more likely to engage in conservation efforts after real-life experiences with the elephants. But many members of Congress, including Sam Farr, intend to introduce new legislation in the coming year banning elephants from circuses altogether. The trial of Mark Oliver Gable is expected to last about a week. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.